Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I just come to praise the Lord today and to share with you from his word. Lelia and Morris, in the third stanza of the song, Let Jesus Come Into Your Heart, it is said, if you would join the glad songs of the blessed, let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter the mansion of rest, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now, your doubtings give over. Just now, reject him no more. Just now, throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. Today, I'm sharing with you from the message that Peter preached after he made it right with God, after he decided that now he will become fishers of men, after he gave up the fishing trade, after he was converted and knew that his job is to strengthen the brethren. He preached a message, and I shared with you for the last mornings the focus of this message. And now I want to share with you another point, the results of the message. The results of the message. Now, Peter did not just preach to pass on information. And when we preach, we should not just preach to pass on information. Peter preached for results. Now, if you know anything of Peter, you would know that Peter was a fisherman. And fishermen go fishing not to see fish, not just to wet the boat or wet their skin or the line or just to throw bait in the water, but fishermen go fishing to catch fish. Jesus had already told him that he, Jesus, would make he, Peter, or make them, the apostles, they will be fishers of men. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 and verse number 20, and he said unto them, follow me. I love this. And I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say go fishing and you're going to be fishers of men. He said, follow me. And when you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. And the Bible said in verse 20, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. They could not stay with their nets and be fishing for fish and expect that they are following Jesus. Too many of us today want to follow Jesus, but we are not willing to give up what we are doing. Too many of us want to be fishers of men, but we are fishers of other things. And Jesus said, what is most important is to catch men. And if you follow me, you got to follow me, that you got to be with me wherever I'm going. And to follow me, you would see how I do it. You would understand. And he said, I would make you fishers of men. But to follow me, you got to leave your nets and you got to leave the fishing and follow me. So they straightway, Jesus did not just say it and they did nothing about it. When he said it, the Bible said they straightway are immediately, what did they do? They left their nets and they followed Jesus. I don't even see where they pack up the nets. I don't even see where they sold the nets. They left their nets and they followed Jesus. Now, Jesus, he had the right bait, which was the word of God. The bait that would catch men today is the word of God. Peter's message was effective. It reached their hearts. It cut their hearts. What caught their hearts? The word of God. Look at chapter 2 of Acts and verse 37. And when they heard this, what this? The message that Peter preached, the bold message, the pointed message, the message that was directed to them. What happened when they heard it? They were pricked in their hearts. Now, Peter could have gotten it to their ears, but for sure, he needed the Holy Spirit of God to get it to their hearts. They were pricked in their hearts. And when they were pricked in their hearts, they just didn't sit there or stand there and did nothing. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren,
What shall we do?
In other words, we have understood the message. We have accepted the message. We are guilty. Now, what shall we do? And Peter told them, you need to repent and be baptized. So my question is, what has become of the message today? Let's be careful. Is it entertaining? Is it just informative, but not productive? They asked them, what shall we do? Peter answered them in clear terms, repent. Change from what you believe about Jesus. Repent of your sin of rejecting Jesus. Identify yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ by being baptized. Receive forgiveness, and the proof of this is by receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Be saved. In verse 34 of chapter 2, the book of Acts, to verse 40, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. What was the result? And that day, at the end of that message, Peter wrung that spiritual net. And when Peter pulled the first fisher of men net, the catch was 3,000 souls. The last time we read about him fishing, he caught 152 large ones. Those were fish. But there are 3,000 souls now that are saved. These gladly received the word and immediately followed the Lord into believers' baptism and joined themselves with the apostles and enjoyed the fellowship of God with God's people. In Acts chapter number 2, verse 41 to 47, then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Watch the church in action. Watch the church in action. And what happened now when the church was in action? And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. They were together. Today, the church is not together. Today, what I have is mine. What you got is yours. That was not the way it was then. They had all things in common and sold their possessions and good and parted them to all men as every man had need. Verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. Today, we can't find that in the church. And breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Look at verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And watch this now. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now I saw something about daily a little higher up in verse 46. And they continued daily in one accord. And here it is now. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Don't write him off because he denied Christ. But pray for him, and no doubt you would see him back. Jesus prayed for Peter, and now Peter is back full in strength. You too may have made some mistakes that took you off track. You may have gone back to the old lifestyle. You may have quit following Jesus. You may just have been following afar off. You may be just going along, but not going on serving the Lord. You may have found yourself weeping. You may be out there now, and everything you do seems like a mistake. You may have fished all night, all week, all month, all year, and caught nothing. Satan may have sifted you, and you are so bruised. Remember, Jesus is interceding on your behalf. Jesus has prayed for you. I can guarantee you, he speaks to the Father for you. Your church, the church have prayed for you. Many may be still doing that. You may not know who have prayed for you. God is not through with you as yet. He has a work for you to do. True success is not in how many fish you catch. You will be taken care of by the one who has called you. Trust God. You must be willing to leave them all and follow Jesus. You are no longer to be a fisher to catch fish. You are called upon to be a fisher of men. Many that are lost awaits your message. The thing to do is to obey the Lord. Come on back, and God will restore you. Thank you for taking this journey with us. And we as leaders should not be anxious to write off people. Let's give them a second chance. Let's encourage them to get it right. And when they get it right, let them minister for the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit revealing to us the things that you want us to know. Thank you for your people who listen. Bless them just for listening, dear God. For those who prayed after hearing your word, those who have come back and those who are coming back. And God, not just this time, those who will hear it time and time again and would come back. Bring them back to you. May the church be receptive. Have your way with us. Encourage your people to share. Bless them for sharing. Use your word, dear God. Oh, I know you're going to use your word that we don't even know where, how, or when. We just got to be obedient. Help us to be obedient and do what we can do. And you will do what we can't do. Thank you for words from the word. Thank you for every partner. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of partners out there. God, add more partners today to share the word. And as they share, let who they share with others. We love you, praise you, and thank you. Thank you for this ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. What a great joy it is to partner with you, share with others. God will bless you. Have a great day.